But of course, during the earlier years, we called it washing and ironing, and laundry was not. When you said laundry, you thought in terms of a place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go ahead and ask. Do you have a name for that big black pot that some people kept out in the yard
to
wash in?
We had a magnificent old wash pot. We simply called it a wash pot.
Did you use it for washing?
Yes. Yes, indeed. It sat on bricks, and I built a fire under it every wash day. And my mother would actually, put the clothes in. They were always separated, white clothes from the colored clothes, mm-hmm. as they were called. And they had to boil, mm-hmm. And during that time, people used a chemical called bluing.
I've heard of that. I don't
and,
know what it is.
Oh, it was, and we loved it because, as children, because it turned the water blue.
Oh.
And it was blue. But those sheets came out the whitest after you mm-hmm. boil them and you rinse with the bluing. Mm-hmm. You rinse in bluing. Mm-hmm. And then after you finish boiling them, and they had rub boards,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes called washboards.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put those sheets out on the line, and the wind and the sun, and they would be the prettiest white. Mm-hmm. After you had rinsed them, in mm-hmm. the bluing. And of course, the water did turn blue. And we loved it, just seeing the blue water. That was sort of, I guess a very special thing about wash day was to see them use bluing.
I don't understand how the blue water can get the clothes white. That's just beyond me somehow.
I don't understand either. I think it was a gimmick. And yet, I don't know, there might have been some kind of chemical for... I suspect that the bluing probably has some sort of softening agent,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which probably didn't do so much as getting the white as it probably softened them, like what final touch of some of those agents we use now.
Any other name for the wash pot?
No, we simply called it a wash pot. Sometimes it was called a wash tub, but when we said a wash tub, that was generally a galvanized tub,
mm-hmm.
That we call a wash tub. And the wash pot was just a big black iron pot.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the pot on the stove that you boil water in, or for tea particularly, you'd call
it? Now, that we call it a kettle.
Mm-hmm. You would never call the wash pot a kettle?
It can be called a kettle. It is called kettle in many, in many areas. Or even a cauldron.
Oh, have you heard those locally?
But locally they were not called, mm-hmm. they were called wash pots.
Mm-hmm.
If you call it a cauldron, then it brought up connotations of witchery. And
yes, the witches in Macbeth, that's what I think of, double.
Because you see, that's the same kind of thing, that mm-hmm. big pot mm-hmm. that they're using.
I wonder if they wash their clothes in.
And of course, if it were called a kettle, then it was in a factory.
Oh, uh-huh. A wash pot in a factory is a kettle?
It's a kettle.
Uh-huh.
If it's being used mm-hmm. for cooking.
Did you use the wash pot for cooking at all?
Some people did. During holidays, if someone was going to have a huge gathering, mm-hmm. especially 4th of July, when everybody fixed barbecue and Brunswick stew, that they did not call Brunswick stew, but they called Brahmi stew.
Mm.
What
did it have in it?
Whatever Brunswick stew has
oh,
in it.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know how to make it, but it has corn and meat. Is it chicken?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Honestly, I don't know.
But anyway, many times they would, for the need of some huge container, would cook it in that wash pot.
Did your family ever?
We never did. Mm-hmm. We always thought that the wash pot was poison.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess after all that bluing
and stuff,
that you wouldn't want to eat out of it.
We didn't want to eat out of it.
This tape's about to run out.